Some secrets are kept in the basement, others in the morgue. Welcome to Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi, featuring defense attorney and host of the podcast, Defense Diaries, Bob Mata.
In this case, in this department, and I'm sure it's happening in many, many, many more departments, where you got the one bad one, and maybe he was brought in by another bad one. It's like, hey, you want to do a job over here? This will be good for you. And it's just kind of like accepted that there's this, we have this extra power over everybody. And the bar just keeps going because nothing gets questioned here. Nothing gets questioned there. You get away with this. You get away with that. There's no accountability. And if you're a really deplorable, horrible human being, there's really not an end to your depravity of where you can go. And I think you start getting that. And then you start getting other people who are also as depraved and like, yeah, I did this and whatever. I don't know how these people talk to each other.
I
can't imagine where it's like you're sitting down for a beer and it's like, hey, you know, that 15-year-old or that 12-year-old, like, how do you even talk about shit like this?
I don't know.
However they're doing it, however they communicate in pedo land, it happens. And then more find out about it. And it becomes like bees to honey. Like, oh, I could do that job because I can have access to this. And then they just get into that job to have access to those sort of perks, if you will.
The power.
The
ungodly power that they have is terrifying.
And then you have a whole ecosystem that starts working around it. Like in this case, you have the dispatcher who one of the friends called. She's person number 5 in the affidavit. And person 2 is the friend of Birchmore saying, hey, there's something going on here with this officer and a friend of mine who's a child. Maybe you should look into that, please. And they don't, and that dispatcher, it's not going through their mind of, oh, I should go to HR, or I should go to commander, somebody who's higher up. No, they take it directly to Farwell and go, hey, we got this call here. What do you think of this? Don't say anything about it. And then she's dead the next month. So, I mean, it just shows that is that dispatcher, you know, an evil human being? Is that dispatcher someone who's out there doing horrible things to kids? No, probably not. But they know how that ecosystem works. And that ecosystem says, just go talk to him about it. You know, we get complaints all the time, you know, and they do. The cops do get complaints all the time, and a lot of them are frivolous. But they're at a point where you can't just ignore things like this, but they have a culture of ignoring things like this. Why? Because there's no repercussions if you don't.
I mean, that's it. I mean, that's like the word is culture.
I mean,
it, that culture of police departments that, I mean, I'm covering this thing with an old Chicago cop, retired, run out of the country because he was a whistleblower of this cop in Chicago, which this story has not like made it out to the world yet, but it's insane. This guy put 57 innocent, like innocent men and one woman in prison on murder charges. I don't know if I've told you about this.
You mentioned it the other day when we were talking off
the air. It blows my mind. It's like, and it was this Area 5 in Chicago Police Department. Yeah. You're talking about the culture of it. And like to go exactly to what you're saying, like when Bill Dorsch figured out what was going on, when he sees this cop, Rinaldo Guevara, take one of his CIs, his confidential informants, and he's using him as an eyewitness on a case he's just trying to close, a murder. And the kid's like, points at the wrong picture. The cop turns a book around. He points and he says, this is the guy you meant, right? And Dorsch is standing there. Dorsch is like, what just happened? Like Dorsch is a legitimately good cop.
Yeah.
So he goes to his superiors and they're like, Bill, we just need to close a case. Shut the hell up. What do you care? And like at that point, moving forward for Dorsch, it was like he was done. Like he's like, I can't be a part of this culture. And he's been advocating. 44 of these people have been exonerated, man. It's like it's an unbelievable story. And it's probably the worst case of corruption that I've seen in terms of the number, but man, it's like you said, like, have we finally gotten to the point where it's not going to be ignored anymore?
You know, I would hope so.
Are we there?
Well, I think we got to stop using the term bad apple because I think it's more like bad orchards. Like there's some bad trees can still produce a couple decent apples. But these trees need to be cut down and replanted. And that's what needs to happen in some of these places, especially the departments that just refuse to take any accountability. It seems the attitude is typically, okay, now we're going to act like we really, really care about this because we have to, because there's a spotlight on it. There was a civil case and the feds are involved. Had none of those things happened, nothing would have happened here. He'd still be on the force. Everything 100%. Would be fine and dandy. But because 100%. Somebody finally shone a light on it, oh, we're on this. We're going to take this serious. What else have you not taken seriously? What else has been bastardized because you wanted to close a case or whatever reason you may have had? Because there's decades of this going back, and we'll never know the truth in some of it. But that's where there is just such corruption in some of these departments. And again, I'm not saying everybody. I have family members who are police. The good ones are good ones. But these departments need to stop just stepping back and saying, oh, we'll take care of that. We'll investigate it ourselves. We'll get, because you don't. They don't get it corrected. Then it happens again.
The amount, and it really boils down to this. It's the amount of power that they have individually. Mm-hmm. And I'm talking about just a regular old beat cop with that gun and that badge. Like I said in the very beginning, can alter a person's life irreparably in the blink of an eye. Mm-hmm. And like, you have to be able to trust these people. To me, it goes back to the hiring process. It goes to, are these, every single cop that is put into that position where they're given that enormous power has to go through just the most rigorous psychological testing available to us. And I realize we know very little about the human mind. Like, that's just facts. Mm-hmm. We just don't know. It's like we use 10% of the thing. Like, our brain is just sitting up there and we really don't know. Like, the psychology and the psychopathy of what goes on in people's minds and what causes them to do evil things or have no remorse or, you know, be able, like if I tell like a lie, I feel like insanely guilty. Mm-hmm. You know, like, that's obviously just built into my DNA. Like, sure. You know what I mean? And like, some people are just broken.
They don't have that. Yeah.
They don't have that. They don't have that capability. So it's got to go to the hiring process, man. It's got to start there.
You're in the thick of a true crime saga, every detail sinking in. And then wham, a commercial about something you couldn't care less about. It's like being served a microwaved dinner at a 5-star restaurant. But it doesn't have to be this way. Go for True Crime Today, Premium Plus, on Apple Podcasts. With True Crime Today, Premium Plus, you get uninterrupted, ad-free episodes, extended interviews that dig even deeper into the muck, and early access so you can brag to your friends. It's like ordering the secret menu at a crime buffet. So, search for True Crime Today, Premium Plus, on Apple Podcasts. Subscribe and savor every twisted detail without interruption.
If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of a deal. But are you getting the deal and cash back? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love, savings, and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Target, Nike, and Instacart. Stack sales on top of cash back and feel what it's like to know you're maximizing the savings. It's easy to use, and you can get your cash back sent to you through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app or go to Rakuten.com to start saving today. It's the most rewarding way to shop. That's Rakuten, Rakuten.com.
This is an ad by BetterHelp. Workplace stress is now a leading cause of declining mental health, with 61% of the global workforce feeling it more than ever. You can't escape work, but you can take small steps to care for yourself. A walk, some sun, a favorite song. Therapy is one of those steps, ongoing support to build resilience for whatever your day throws at you. Balance is tough. Getting help shouldn't be. Visit BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.com today for 10% off your first month.